Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 316. And we're going to start things off with this hiring news from Fright Kingdom in Nashua, New Hampshire. We're unleashing our 21st season of Fear, and we're looking for talented, passionate, and energetic individuals to join our Fright Kingdom team. From scare actors and security to parking and guest experience, there is a place for everyone. No prior experience required, just bring your excitement and love for Halloween. Our next job fair is Saturday, September 6th from 12 to 3 p.m., Join us at Fright Kingdom to meet the team, learn more about the positions available, and how you can be part of creating unforgettable memories for our guests this season. Get more information at their website, FrightKingdom.com. We have an update from Steel City Con coming to Monroeville, Pennsylvania. We have a new guest announcement. Steel City Con is excited to announce that Ken Kurzinger is attending Steel City Con December 5th through the 7th. Kurzinger is best known as Jason in Freddy vs. Jason and is attending all 3 days. Get your discount tickets and VIP passes now at SteelCityCon.com. Staying in Pennsylvania, we have this from Corn Cob Acres in Mountville, Pennsylvania. September 6th marks the beginning of the 16th season of Corn Cob Acres. Come and find out why Corn Cob Acres is Pennsylvania's favorite fall family attraction. Corn Cob Acres packs your day with over 50 free activities included with admission, making it the ultimate family adventure. From the moment you arrive, you'll be amazed by all the fun waiting around every corner. Hop aboard our custom barrel train, explore the whimsical birdhouse village, race down the pedal cart interstate, wander through our exciting cornfield trail, and challenge yourself at the massive game wall. And don't forget to pick your very own pumpkin to decorate for free at our pumpkin painting station. Get more information at their website, corncobacres.com. We have an update from the SC HorrorCon coming to Columbia, South Carolina. Get ready for a fun-filled weekend of programming specifically designed for kids in the Lexington B Room, conveniently located just around the corner from the escalator. Our team has curated a range of exciting activities that are sure to delight kids of all ages. From interactive games to creative workshops, cosplay, trick-or-treating, and more, it's a mini-con for kids and run by kids. And the best part? All kids' programming is completely free of charge, thanks to our official Children of the Con sponsor, The Piercing Parlor. So mark your calendars and bring your little ones along for an unforgettable experience. We can't wait to see you there, happening September 20th and 21st. Get more information at schorror.com. We have some news from the Screamville Haunted Attraction in Knoxville, Tennessee. Attention campers, returning this fall to Screamville Haunted Attraction, welcome to Camp Getaway, the ultimate horror-themed escape experience. Immerse yourself in a chilling adventure where every horror holds secrets, mysteries, and heart-pounding surprises. Survive the nightmare. Can you outlast the deranged killer lurking in the campgrounds? Solve mind-bending puzzles, decode cryptic clues, and stay one step ahead to escape the clutches of terror. Uncover sinister secrets. Uncover the dark secrets of Camp Getaway. Will you unveil the truth or be consumed by the darkness that lurks within? And the countdown. Race against time as the clock ticks away. Every twist and turn will keep you on edge, pushing your limits and ensuring an unforgettable experience. Gather your group of fearless adventurers, test your wits, and strive to be the ones who escape Camp Getaway. Camp Getaway in Screamville's Cursed Acres opens September 26th. Get more information at ScreamvilleHaunts.com. We have this news from the Fear Factory Haunted House in Camden, Tennessee. The Fear Factory has moved. We're now in Camden with 32,000 plus square feet of pure haunted terror. Our new location is at 146 Factory Street in Camden. Also, we are urgently hiring monsters for this season. If you've ever wanted to scare, creep, or crawl your way into the spotlight, this is your chance. Send us a message on Facebook with your name and contact information if you're ready to join the Fear Factory team. Drop them a line at facebook.com/Fear Factory Camden. Even more Tennessee news, this time from the historic Cherokee Caverns in Knoxville. It's time to sign up to volunteer to hand out candy to the kids at Cherokee Caverns during their Trick or Treat in the Cave Halloween event happening select dates in October. If you're interested, please fill out the volunteer form at historiccherokeecaverns.com and we'll see you there. We have some news from Hell's Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Dayton, Ohio. Opening night at Hell's Dungeon just got even more terrifyingly awesome. Before you run from the screams and face your sins, we're asking you to do something good. Something that just might make you a hero to a face you've never met. A slobbery, stubborn, adorable, badass bulldog rescue in need. Even monsters have a soft spot for bulldogs. Let's prove horror has a heart. Please bring treats, tough toys, stuffy toys, Benabones, no rawhide please, pet wipes, Benadryl, 600 milligrams, chlorhexidine wipes, Optics Care eye lube, blankets, paper towels, and disinfectant wipes. Hell's Dungeon's Haunted House opening night is September 13th from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Come for the horror, stay for the heart. Let's fill the casket and help the bulldogs rise again. Get more information at thedungeonhauntedhouse.com. We have an update from Haunters Against Hate. Haunters Against Hate will be part of the Louisville, Kentucky Halloween Parade this year on October 25th. If you would like to be part of our section in the parade, please send them a direct message from their Facebook page or an email to paul@hauntersagainsthate.com. Also, Haunters Against Hate is still in need of your support and donations to keep them solvent. You can go to hauntersagainsthate.com to make a donation or via PayPal at paul@hauntersagainsthate.com, and your donation is tax deductible. Thank you so much for your kindness. And remember, hate is the scariest thing of all. We have this from the Family Fright Fest coming to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Join us for an unforgettable day at Family Fright Fest on Saturday, September 27th. Venture down to the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds in Ann Arbor from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Also, if you're interested in becoming a vendor for Family Fright Fest, get an application and more information at wfcgfamilyhalloweenevent.artcall.org. We have this from the Twin Cities Fear Fest Haunted Attraction in Bloomington, Minnesota. Twin Cities Fear Fest is a new haunted attraction coming to the Mall of America this fall. Guests will encounter detailed sets, dozens of live scare actors, and special effects that create an intense atmospheric experience. This indoor event will turn the nation's largest mall into a Halloween destination for thrill seekers across the Twin Cities. With multiple themed areas to explore, every corner will bring a new scare. We're looking for techs, setup crews, and cast members, and opening night is September 26th. Get more information at TwinCitiesFearFest.com. We have an update from the Colorado Festival of Horror in Lone Tree, Colorado. Godzilla Fest returns to the Colorado Festival of Horror, Monsters, on Sunday, September 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Monstrosity Movie Room. This year it's Godzilla Fest, Ghidorah, Sunday Fun Day, featuring epic programming, memorable giveaways, contests, and prizes that would make even King Ghidorah roar. Hosted by the one and only Linnell Phillips, this monster-sized celebration is the perfect way to start the last day of your Colorado Festival of Horrors weekend. Colorado Festival of Horror tickets are on sale now. Get more information and tickets at cofestivalofhorror.com. We have a little news from Las Vegas Haunts in Las Vegas. We hope you enjoyed your Labor Day while you are kicking back, enjoying a barbecue, and not laboring. We were busy laboring to bring Las Vegas the ultimate fears for the Halloween season. Just wait to see what we have for you in store this year. Want to be a scare actor? Auditions are September 20th or 27th at 6:30 p.m. in front of the Haunts. For details, go to LasVegasHaunts.com. We'll see you there. We have an update from Sinister Creature Con coming to Sacramento, California. Sinister Creature Con announces Adrienne King will be a featured guest this year. Adrienne King is the original final girl who screamed her way into horror history as Alice Hardy in the iconic Friday the 13th, a survivor who decapitated Mrs. Voorhees and helped birth a franchise. A trained actress, dancer, and visual artist, King turned trauma into triumph, returning to the genre decades later as a fan favorite voice in horror animation, indie films, and conventions worldwide. From Scream Queen to Survivor, Adrienne King is a living legend whose legacy slashes through generations of horror fans with grace, grit, and a blood-soaked crown. Meet Adrienne King October 18th and 19th at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Tickets are now available at SinisterCreatureCon.com. Staying in Sacramento, we have this from the Sacramento Scream Park in Sacramento. The swamp is alive and it wants you. Step into a nightmare where cursed voodoo, undead sorcery, and southern gothic horror collide. You'll navigate through moss-draped swamps, stilted shacks, crypts, and dark caves as ancient spirits hunt you in the shadows. A dark spell has cracked open the bayou. Will the swamp let you go or claim you forever? Cursed Magic joins our 2025 lineup of four haunted houses at the Sacramento Scream Park. Tickets are on sale now. Choose your night while prices and wait times are still low at SacramentoScreamPark.com. We have an update from Son of Monster Palooza coming to Burbank, California. With credits ranging from House of a Thousand Corpses, The Devil's Rejects, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Night of the Living Dead, Bill Moseley will be at Son of Monster Palooza October 10th through the 12th at the Marriott Burbank Convention Center and Hotel. Get your tickets in advance and more information at MonsterPalooza.com. And finally, we have this from the Fear PDX Haunted House in Portland, Oregon. The Fear PDX Haunted House returns, opening on September 27th. Tickets and attractions for our Halloween season will be announced soon, and we're hiring. For more details and keep up with updates, visit fearpdx.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are at the Haunters Against Hate, the event in Louisville, Kentucky. It is Sunday. We're slowly starting to wind this down. We're having a grand old time, and somebody that is always a delight to see. If you've been to any conventions in the greater Midwest area of late, you've probably run into a character known as Lucifer. A very, very intricate cosplay, big horns, big wings, just amazing stuff. Her name is actually Holly Chrysler, and she does a lot of other stuff besides Lucifer. But Holly, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Very happy to be here.
You know, I've seen you out here all 3 days. You've been in various different, you know, you've been painted up doing various things. You had Lucy out yesterday. How's it going? What have people been coming up to you and chatting about? Who have you seen? All this good stuff.
This has been a wonderful convention. Lucy Fur gets a lot of recognition, and even when I'm not in the full red paint and cosplays, people still recognize me from that character. So she's building up quite the reputation as being a very recognizable character. I take her to a lot of horror conventions. I had her here yesterday, and she's full of sass, and even though she is a succubus from hell, she's super positive.
Yeah, sass would be a good word. I met you, I think, officially at Scarefest maybe 3 or 4 years ago and chatted up a little bit. And then since then, I've been following you at various conventions and things. When you're there, are you just there to, like, walk around, take pictures with people? Are you promoting anything? Do people come up and ask, you know, how can I be doing what you're doing, things like that?
Most of the time, if I go to, like, a horror convention like Days of the Dead, Scarefest, Horror Hound Weekend, I'm usually just operating by myself. I'm just a lone cosplayer. I know Lucy gets a lot of attention because of how glamorous she is, so there's a lot of photos that get taken. And cosplayers, we love having our photos taken. We love having videos shot of us. We will really ham it up for you. And that's the fun part, is just getting the attention from the crowd. Now, sometimes at other conventions like Cincinnati Comic Expo or Lexington Comic Con, I'm with a group of cosplayers called the Ohio River Valley Cosplayers. It's Orcs for short.
Oh, clever.
And we have cosplayers of every age, every size, every gender, every race. People who do Star Wars, Star Trek, DC, Marvel, Harry Potter, people like me who come up with original characters. And one of the ways that we help is we have a cos ER. So if you come to us and your dress is ripped, or the heel has popped off your shoe, or your shield has broken, or your helmet has unsnapped, we have a repair station, and we are there to fix you back up and get you back out on the floor. So we save lives.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And there's also, I remember years ago at one of the shows, maybe it was Scarefest, there was a group, I believe, called Cosplayers for a Cause.
Yes.
Who did, like, superhero stuff. There was, like, a Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman type thing. Do you know those people? Are you affiliated with those people as well?
Yes. Some of the folks from Cosplay for a Cause are also members of Orcs. And they will do charity events. They also will have requested characters show up for, like, children's hospitals. So we will hear about requests like, hey, there's an event at this children's hospital. Do we have any DC or Marvel characters? Do we have any Star Wars characters you'd be willing to show up? And it really just brightens these kids' lives to see their favorite hero come walking in the door. So I unfortunately, because my character's kind of dark and creepy, I haven't been part of that. But I know the people who are involved, and they said it really means a lot to them to just bring that ray of sunshine into these kids' lives.
Now, how did you get started in this? I'm assuming you were just a fan of horror and all this stuff, and you maybe just said, I could dress up and do this. How did you, let's say, how did you create the character of Lucy Firth?
Oh, boy. I have always been a horror movie fan. I grew up watching horror movies as a kid. My parents didn't hide anything, so I was seeing, like, The Omen and, The Exorcist when I was a child. Freaked me out, but I still enjoyed it. In 94, I got my start in the haunted house business. Haunted Hotel was here in Louisville, and I was with them for about 6 years. I started out acting, and then they realized I had some talent. So I did a little bit of makeup, a little bit of set design. My makeup back then was terrible. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know anything about products. So I was there for 6 years, and then I went over to the haunt that I'm still affiliated with. It's the Culbertson Mansion in New Albany. Now, for a couple of decades, they were called literally a haunted house, which is kind of like an old, antiquated name. The new generation who's taken over directing it has changed it to House of Anguish. Now, I acted there for about 20 years. I actually ran the haunt for about seven or eight. And finally, about 4 years ago, I've passed the mid-century mark. And my body said, you're done. Haunt acting is a very physically demanding job.
Yes.
So I
It tells me that every year, and yet I'm just like, shut up, buddy. Let's go.
It was hard to give it up because I really, really enjoyed it, but it was getting too difficult for me. So I've passed the reins on to the next generation, and I'm so proud of them. They're doing such an amazing job. But I still do makeup for them, and I still help them consult every once in a while. And sometimes they have things they want me to come in and paint and help with set design. So I'm still doing some creative stuff for them, but it's nice to hand off control to somebody else, and I can just sit back and watch the machine run and admire what this new next generation is doing.
For those of you who have not seen Lucy Firth, she is absolutely a blood-sucking succubus out there. Have you ever had, shall we say, I don't want to say protesters, but people come up to you and try to say you shouldn't be dressing like that, you're scaring kids or converting them to the dark side or anything like that?
Yeah, Lucy Firth started out as a sassy demoness. She's very red. She's got horns. She's got wings that open. Occasionally on my social medias, I might get some wacko who sends me a message, and it's usually a long Bible verse, and they say they'll pray for me. And I'm never malicious, but I always write them back and say, oh, honey, you are barking up the wrong tree. You need to go bother somebody else because this is not going to work here. Funny story was back in December, I was with my cosplay group, the Orcs, up in Columbus, Ohio, for GalaxyCon. I was dressed as Lucy Firth on Saturday, and somebody came up to the booth and said, the anti-choice people are protesting outside. And I thought, this is a convention of happy nerds. These are gamers, they're anime kids, they're Star Wars kids. This is the wrong audience for this protest. And I thought, wait a minute, I need to go say hi. So I came out there in all my red glory, and a friend of mine happened to be outside at the same time, and he's like, did you see what's going on? I said, oh, yes, honey, that's why I'm here. He's like, well, can I get pictures of this? And I said, yes. So nothing malicious happened. I just went up to them. They kind of looked at me and smiled awkwardly, and I stood in front of them and smiled and gave a big thumbs up, and several photos were taken, and that was about it. But I know how to handle myself in that character mode if someone ever came up and gave me trouble. I'm never going to be vicious or violent, but I am going to cut you to the quick with some sass and sarcasm. So I'm ready.
I should probably pull out my little green New Testament just to see what happens. No, I'm just kidding.
I smell bacon. Do you smell bacon? I smell bacon.
Nice. Where is Lucy Firth going to be appearing next? I mean, I know you do these things year-round, which is maybe a slight advantage to not working in a haunt, but you get to do this year-round. But where will you be appearing next?
I will be at Scarefest. Most likely, Lucy will be appearing on Saturday. Now, I have other cosplay characters that I do on Friday and Sunday, but Saturday's always the big day, so that's when Lucy likes to show up. GalaxyCon again is happening in Columbus. I believe it's the first weekend in December. And the Orcs will be up there again with our booth, doing demonstrations, talking to people about cosplay, and rescuing people whose cosplays have broken. In the spring, we have Lexington Comic Con. That happens in March. I'll be with the Orcs again. And there's a couple of other horror conventions that happen throughout the year. There's Horror Hound Weekend and Days of the Dead. And it's kind of hard for me to commit right now because I have to look at work schedules and conflicts. But I do like to attend both Horror Hound and Days of the Dead because if you're a horror film fanatic, those are two you got to go to.
Been to Days of the Dead many times, and they're just fantastic shows.
Yes.
So for people wanting more information, I assume you have social media profiles or websites where people can follow you, catch pictures, and learn of everything Lucifer and beyond.
Yes, I am on Facebook and Instagram as Lucifer Succubus. You can also find the Orcs on Facebook. That's our most active page. And we do have a group that's open to the public. So if you ever have questions about prop building or sewing or foam smithing or makeup, we have a lot of experts that are there. And we love to talk shop and we love to encourage and help out. Also, the haunt that I do makeup for is called House of Anguish. I believe they have a TikTok, they have an Instagram, they have a Facebook. And they have a website, and my brain is blanking out on me. But just, you know, Google House of Anguish, you'll find it.
And Lucifer is Lucyphurr.
That is correct. Yes.
So, you know, you don't want to do the other one because who knows. But anyway, Holly, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I can look forward to hopefully seeing you at Scarefest. I'm hoping to be there. If not, Jim might be there, and we'll run into you at chat there. My name is Drew Badger. We are hanging with all the cool kids and spooky, dark, makeup-y kind of people as well here at Haunters Against Hate, the event in Louisville, Kentucky for the Big Scary Show. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying, good night.